The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh yeah, welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with the plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some news and views for the past week. First of all, happy Thanksgiving weekend, everybody. I hope you have had a great Thanksgiving, had a great time, and a wonderful Black Friday. Also, I have spent so much money over the last couple of days, it's really embarrassing. But I'll tell you what, if I follow through on all of the things that I got over the past couple of days, by this time next year, not only am I going to be better at doing the show, I'm also going to be an expert singer, songwriter, and martial artist. Yeah, I've gotten so many courses over the past few days with these crazy discounts, man. You know, you figure I'd do something like buy clothes, right? You know, you think I'd get something a little bit more practical, but it's all ethereal, all knowledge-based things, but that's just how I am. But I'll tell you, I saw a couple of pictures of the lines on Thanksgiving Day. This, you know, Black Friday is in a way really destroyed the Thanksgiving family holiday. So me and my girlfriend and her mother, we were all supposed to have Thanksgiving. So we all kind of gather around, right? And we're supposed to eat together and have a good time. Do you know what happens? My girlfriend's mother eats by herself because my girlfriend and I were not ready in time. And the reason she did that, she said, the reason she didn't wait for us is because she wanted to get to the stores so she could go shopping for Black Friday. So then I ate by myself, and then my girl eats by herself. And so because of Black Friday, because I wanted to shop online, so and my girlfriend takes a long time to get ready, so she just got left in the dust. Right. Everybody else, we had things to do. Right. We had things to buy and no time for BS. So we all ended up going our separate ways for a lot of the day on Thursday. So because of Black Friday, Thursday, Thanksgiving Day was kind of destroyed. And I think it was for a lot of people. You know, people have to work. When normally they would be eating or had just finished eating and, you know, watching football. But no, actually, these employees, they have to be there during the day, don't they, to get everything ready for the rest of the world. So, yeah, because of Black Friday, Thanksgiving is this year is worse, I think, than it's ever been. I've seen deals get started earlier than before. But speaking of deals, I have seen over the last few years, the deals are not as good as they used to be. Do you find this also? I think that we have specials all year round now so often that I don't think the retailers can bring things that much lower on Black Friday. So they have a couple of doorbusters that are good, but they don't have many of those. And then the rest, I guess the cool thing is that everything's kind of discounted at once, but none of the things that I was looking for as far as the solid stuff, the manufactured stuff, was any cheaper than I could have gotten it at other times of the year. Now, the things that I told you that I bought, like the online courses and things, that stuff was discounted. But, you know, once these people have recorded a program, they don't care because now they can discount it. And the program's already recorded. It's not like they have to go back and re-record the program again. Now they're just selling it. Whereas a manufacturer, you know, you have to create the item. When somebody buys it, you got to create another one. So a little bit different dynamic between buying something that's online and that is a program, an informational, a video, as opposed to, you know, actual solid goods. So that's probably why the discounts aren't as good as they used to be. And, you know, of course, the manufacturers or the people selling you know, the retailers, people selling actual physical products, they're competing for dollars with people who now have the ability to sell online to the public, to everyone. And they are now put on equal footing with just somebody who's at home, you know, in their kitchen or their bedroom, and just creating a website and selling their knowledge to the rest of the world. So it's a lot tougher, I think, nowadays to be able to sell a product for the big box stores, whereas for the, you know, average person, the average man on the street, it's a heck of a lot easier. And I prefer today's world, the technology of today's world, much, much more. And, you know, I think we kind of need this technology because our politicians have made it so much harder to start a business in the traditional way that by using the new media, the average person is now able to start a business much more efficiently than ever before and get around the obtuse laws that weigh people down. And my suggestion to anybody out there who, if you're thinking of a way to make money, maybe rather than going out and getting a regular job, start looking up how to start an online business. It's just as easy as learning any skill. And you really can, as they say, have the convenience of making money from your own home. Okay, so I haven't looked at any news for the past week, really, because I've been caught up in all this stuff. So I open up my browser and I go to Yahoo News because they always have the best in liberal news. I don't know what's wrong with these guys, but they're a total leftist organization, and they love just bashing on Trump. Well, I open it up, and what do I see? Hillary Clinton is bashing Fox News for being biased. Now, look, guys, you know that Hillary Clinton is going to run again for president. I mean, I can barely believe it. I'm amazed as to how she could be so tone deaf, maybe, as to do this. But I mean, what do I know? I you ever hear somebody who was maybe bad at, I don't know, maybe singing, right? And then they're doing it for so long, and you're like, well, I have to give them credit for like sticking in there long enough, right? I mean, who knows? Maybe she'll get it. Maybe this is like one of those things that, you know, people eventually will say, you know, I have known her for a long time, and it's just going to be being familiar with her, just knowing how badly that she wants this. Maybe just human kindness will kick in and will go, if somebody wants it so bad, maybe we should just go ahead and give it to them. So, I mean, I hope not. I hate that lady, man. She's the biggest liar I've ever known, and that's, you know, saying a lot, because I follow all these politicians, man. And when it comes to people who do not tell the truth, she is the creme de la creme. So here's a story. She blasts Fox News as a fully owned subsidiary of Trump administration. Now, this is a laugh to me. Hillary Clinton, if you remember, bailed out the DNC. Nobody knew this at the time. But she had charge of approving, I believe, all press releases of determining, of appointing, of approving the appointees of the DNC. So in other words, she could choose pretty much who she wanted to head up the DNC, which she did. If you recall, after it was discovered that Debbie Wasserman Schultz was standing, not just putting her thumb, but was standing on the scale of Hillary Clinton against Bernie Sanders, and that they just screwed him over, she leaves the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz leaves the DNC in disgrace and gets hired by Hillary Clinton. In the WikiLeaks emails that we fortunately were able to see, it is proven that the Clinton campaign has contacts in the media that will basically write what they say. They have final approval of the stories. They say that people in the media will work with them and have named these sources. So to call Fox News a fully owned subsidiary of the Trump administration is a laugh riot, because Hillary Clinton is the person who provably will use the media as a mouthpiece, as a propaganda tool, and does it purposely, willingly, and even obviously. Not only that, she has lamented that the U.S. did not exert more power in influencing foreign elections. She is awful. You know that song about the Grinch? All those things he says about the Grinch? They just apply perfectly to Hillary Clinton. If I was good with Photoshop and stuff, I would just take that whole song and just paste her face over the Grinch for the duration of the animation. I mean, it's that song is a direct commentary on Hillary Clinton. So for her to criticize any news outlet, actually, for her to criticize anyone at any time probably is just the height of hypocrisy. Now, you can tell that she's going to run again because her circle of influence now is once again manipulating the news cycle in very subtle and not so subtle ways. Here's what I mean. So they're circling the wagons around her. For this past week, remember, guys, when Elizabeth Warren came out and she stupidly did a DNA test on herself that proved that she basically had virtually no Indian blood in her, that she was less Indian, American Indian, than the average white European? So then the news touts that test as, well, you know, she's vindicated because she took the test and Trump said that he wasn't going to, and now Trump owes her $1 million, even though Trump said that he would pay if she proved she was an Indian, which she most certainly did not. And even the Cherokee Nation chimed in and said, this lady is a fraud. Get her out of here, right? So in much the same way, the press is now circling the wagons around Hillary Clinton. The difference is, of course, that in the case of Elizabeth Warren, the press was more against Trump than for Elizabeth Warren. And you're going to see that the press is very pro-Hillary as well as anti-Trump. Because even though I haven't seen the news cycle for the past week, I've heard rumblings, you know, I've heard stories. And it's my understanding that for the past week solid, they have been running with Ivanka Trump's emails, which is so fascinating to me because they're trying to negate a big weakness of Hillary's, which is the emails, which is funny because it's just one scandal out of hundreds of Hillary Clinton scandals. But let's just stick with the emails for now, okay? So they're saying that Ivanka Trump sent out emails using a personal email account while conducting business for the White House. And the counter argument is that, first of all, it wasn't classified. Secondly, it was when she had just come in. There's no equivalency between somebody who has spent years and years associated with the White House, who spent time as a Secretary of State. And it's very obvious to me, anyway, that Hillary Clinton was using those emails because she didn't want people to see the dirty business that she was doing. This is why she had them wiped even after they were subpoenaed. I mean, that in itself has got to be patently illegal in all kinds of ways. I don't know how she's walking around on the streets without being locked up. So the comparison between the two is not even close. And Hillary Clinton tried to do this when she was first caught and accused Colin Powell of doing the same thing as her. And Colin Powell said, nuh-uh, they're not the same. I use my personal emails for a couple of quick, you know, little things maybe relating to scheduling and stuff like that. I did not use them to cover up classified, you know, information to conduct business, classified business over, they're not the same. And he actually came out and came out against her, which made people very upset. But he said that he was going to do that if she tried to use him. And so he came out against her, and now there's probably some animosity there. But anyway, here's how the news cycle is handling this. I'm going to use two examples here. And listen to the bias, to the BS, and to the false equivalents that are coming out of these news organizations.
Political rallies often have supporters chanting, "Lock her up," referring to Hillary Clinton and her use of private email at the State Department.
Stop. Okay. Do you see what I'm talking about? Do they really believe that people are chanting, "Lock her up," because of her use of private email? No. They're chanting that because it's very obvious that Hillary Clinton is doing shady business and is covering it up illegally. Okay, but I'm gonna let this play again, and then you can hear again this false equivalency that gets made.
Now we're learning the president's daughter and senior advisor Ivanka Trump also used personal email for official administration business. Her emails to White House aides, cabinet officials, and personal assistants may violate federal records rule.
Right, as opposed to Hillary Clinton's, which did violate them openly, purposefully, and repeatedly.
Garrett is at the White House with the administration's response. Major, good morning.
Good morning. As you said, John, personal email account, government work, that was certainly a topic the Trump inner circle knew a lot about in 2016. Hillary Clinton references throughout that campaign. And yet, Ivanka Trump, right here at the White House, used a personal email domain to conduct government business. That revelation came from a Freedom of Information lawsuit filed by a left-leaning government watchdog group.
Yeah, name the group so that we can research it ourselves. The name of the group is American Oversight, which holds Obama donors and was formed to combat Trump's, quote, culture of impunity. So that definitely is a left-leaning group, but I've seen it described in other places as nonpartisan. Ha! Well, at least these people, this is CBS News, at least these people described it properly as left-leaning.
Now, this private domain was used by Ivanka and her husband, Jared Kushner, like Ivanka, a senior White House advisor. And from this private email domain, Ivanka reportedly sent hundreds of government-related emails during 2017. The White House learned of all this last fall. Now, a spokesman for Ivanka's ethics counsel said in a statement, quote, "While transitioning into government, Ms. Trump sometimes used her private account, almost always for logistics and scheduling concerning her family."
Okay, so that seems like very harmless stuff. Now watch them relate it again. False equivalency to Hillary Clinton. Get this statement, my goodness.
Now, the Trump campaign and like-minded Republicans attacked Hillary Clinton relentlessly during 2016 for having a private email server at her home to conduct some government business while she was Secretary of State.
Some government business. That's great. Now listen how he sweeps this next statement and gets it out of his mouth as quickly as possible.
"Subsequently, some of those emails were deemed classified. It is unknown if any of Ivanka's emails will eventually be deemed classified." Now,
very quickly and briefly mentioning that there really is no comparison between what Hillary Clinton did and what Ivanka has done, especially considering the fact that you can still have officials look at Ivanka's emails, whereas Hillary Clinton's emails are lost into the ether through a purposeful attempt to deceive government. Now, let's have a little laugh at MSNBC's attempt to spin this story for the negative by playing a clip of this. So they begin with an opening montage of Donald Trump criticizing Hillary Clinton's emails, bringing them up, mentioning them, and then try to again create a false equivalency and the look of hypocrisy by going right into the mention of Ivanka Trump's emails. Here we go.
"I guarantee you one thing. We're going to be talking about those emails every moment of every day.
Crooked Hillary's emails.
Unless Hillary gets indicted, which, in all fairness, she should be.
How can Hillary manage this country
when she can't even manage her emails. This is the biggest scandal since Watergate. How about if she's running the country? She can't even run an email. She lied like a dog on her emails. She should be in prison. So we're going to get a special prosecutor, and we're going to look into it.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah, because you'd be in jail.
So in politics, karma kicks in more quickly than in other walks of life. And it turns out that lock her up chant for Hillary Clinton's use of a personal email account just might backfire on the Trump family, specifically on Ivanka.
So there's the setup. And again, you can hear that they're trying to make the two things seem similar to each other. Let's see where they go with it.
The Washington Post reports, quote, Ivanka Trump sent hundreds of emails last year to White House aides, cabinet officials, and her assistants using a personal account, many of them in violation of federal records rules, according to people familiar with the White House examination of her correspondence.
Okay, so once again, you get the nebulous source, according to people familiar. I mean, to people. That they're not even naming anyone specific. It could be anybody. They could be telling the truth or not telling the truth. You have no idea.
The discovery alarmed some advisors to President Trump, who feared that his daughter's practices bore similarities to personal email use of Hillary Clinton. Some aides were startled by the volume of Ivanka Trump's personal emails and taken aback by her response when questioned about the practice. She said she was not familiar with some details of the rules, according to people with knowledge of her reaction. Did she watch her dad's campaign?
Did she watch your dad's campaign? Get out of here. You're not clever. I mean, they're talking about somebody who's brand new in the White House, might not even gotten in the White House yet when she started using that email. And they're comparing it to somebody who was Secretary of State. Not to mention lived in the White House for years and has been connected in politics. Oh, my God. I mean, it's mind staggeringly stupid.
Dad to the rescue, though. Just in the last hour, President Trump objecting to comparisons between his daughter and his one-time political foe.
You're talking about all fake news. So what Ivanka did, it's all in the presidential records. Everything is there. There was no deletion. There was no nothing. What it is a false story. Hillary Clinton deleted 33,000 emails. She had a server in the basement. That's the real story.
Joining us now is Mike Schmidt from the New York Times.
Okay, so they could have just ended the segment right there. I mean, Donald Trump just very succinctly pointed out the differences between what Ivanka did and what Hillary Clinton did. But they ignore it as if he didn't say anything. They don't address it, and she just brings up the next shill. And then she uses this as an excuse. Get what this reporter said after this. So I saw this on a segment. You know, nowadays news isn't professional like it used to be. So you don't have the name of the reporter up here on this segment. They just throw a segment up and they play it, and you don't know who it is or anything like that. But here is what this lady says, the person running the segment. Here's what she says. Shortly down the road, and you can almost see her reading from her notes. You can almost feel that she just had to get this piece of narrative out there. As a matter of fact, you're going to hear her guests kind of weakly protest, like, well, I got nothing to do with that. And then she, you'll hear it.
Then the Ivanka power, they look not only foolish, they look in the same way people were critical of Hillary Clinton, as though she thought that the rules didn't apply to her. And she just may have done what Donald Trump described in all that sound. She just may have jeopardized national security.
Yeah, well, I don't know anything about the jeopardizing national security.
Well, I mean, if it turns out that there's anything she certainly will be guilty of everything Donald Trump accused Hillary Clinton of.
Did you hear him? He's like, I don't know about jeopardizing national security. I mean, there's only so far we can stretch this story before it starts to damage my reputation for as a reporter. He's embarrassed to be associated with that far of a claim. He's like, I thought we were just here to cast aspersions. I didn't know that we were going to start just completely making stuff up, right? Now, put what you just heard next to Hillary Clinton accusing Fox News of being propaganda mouthpieces. I mean, come on.